This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome. Hour number two, the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping, keeping us free and safe. Not everybody working on the Third Watch right now. Thanks so very much for getting the job done and keeping America moving along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the men and women behind the 18-wheelers. And, of course, Felix and the gang with the bulk mail deliveries, picking up the bulk mail, taking it to your post office to be sorted out, delivered to your mailbox today. And then we've got the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel to the gas station so you can get to work. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We also happen to be on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and on Truth Social, the Trump social network. And we're there. Our handle on all of them is at Captain's America. Now, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And, of course, we have our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and we go over hour number two to start it out with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we mention those two words one more time, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, Kyle, we're going to go to the telephone line here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
David from Sandusky, Michigan.
Hello there, David. How are you?
Good. How are you doing tonight?
Not bad. It's a nice, warm, beautiful night down here, and the lightning one, so everybody's happy.
Huh. Say hi to Carl, too.
Okay.
Hey, David. Yeah.
He's right there.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch base on the gun thing.
Okay.
I just wanted to look at the Constitution that we have the right to bear arms.
That's true.
Yeah. No. And also, I wanted to touch base on the abortion thing.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that birth starts at conception.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says, "Thou shalt not kill." And I believe that abortion is killing.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly isn't saving anybody's lives unless you're trying to save the life of the mother. Hey, listen, what do you think about the government, Joe Biden, telling Winchester to stop making the commercial 5.56 caliber ammunition?
Huh.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
All right, well, they're doing that. The other thing is these red flag orders that are enabling what I'm going to call political abuse, they're kind of twisting them around, not for the way they were intended. And then you got the juvenile records checks for background checks, which is something that they weren't doing before, but they're sure doing it now.
Yeah.
All right.
I like that.
Yep. All right, my friend. Well, thank you very much for the call. Keep on listening and stay nice and comfy up there. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, that's David up there in Sandusky, Michigan, right up there where our affiliate is. I believe it's AM 660, and I forget the FM signal. I'd have to look it up.
Well, that's right. No, good to hear from David all the way up there in Sandusky. That's amazing.
Yeah, now I think I got no time to do this, so I'm going to try it. Now, in giving his reinterpretation of the J6 hearing, Brian Stelter, his desperation displays his true goal. Now, there's been a dawning coming over the media landscape regarding the preening of the variety show that's the January 6th community hearing, one that the press does not want to admit outwardly, with each televised show concluding the interest is waning and the reality that they have little of substance of any kind is becoming entrenched. Now, all we've seen is a repeat of prior findings, an edited for television clip defying trial standards for evidence for claims being insisted, but no proof being presented.
No proof being presented. What this really is, Captain, ultimately, is it becomes sort of a, quote, love letter to the fans. It's like, okay, we know this series is going to end. Where, you know, it's not really being watched. It's kind of getting canceled. So we're going to give a love letter to the fans. That's what we see sometimes in some of these TV shows that go off the air. And, you know, I think they're just sort of playing, preaching to the choir at this point. They're not really changing anybody's minds, and they're not bringing anybody new along.
Well, CNN's been an ally of the J6 from the start, and they've been on a kind of like a conduit for the leaks all along, too, which tells me that they might be involved in them. And I wouldn't be surprised if that little bald-headed Jeff Jasper there, Brian Stelter, wasn't involved in some of those leaks.
Well, you never, we don't know, but I do know this. They don't have eyeballs watching their TV shows. It's really quite astounding, Captain. If we look at some of the most recent ratings and so forth, CNN is just absolutely tanking, and MSNBC seems to be doing a lot better. I mean, go figure that. But CNN has got a lot of retooling to do if they ever want to be, you know, like it was when it first started under Ted Turner.
Well, here's the difference. CNN is trying to create a narrative, and they're using all types of verbal reference to do such. MSNBC is merely showing the video. They're not really trying to create any type of situation. Anyway, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we move along into the night. I'll be right back.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time. It's source material for the early shows.
Yes, it is, and you're welcome, Hugh Hewitt and Mike Gallagher. And, oh, gosh, did I say that? Oh, well. Now, I'll tell you this much. It's a lot of fun because those guys listen. Never know when they're tuned in and listening, but their producers do, and they do, too. Anyway, Relief Factor is what I take. That's what's bringing you this part of the program. And it's part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation over time. And to get the best results, you know, you really need to take it regularly. I had somebody yesterday telling me that they were taking it, and they'd take it, and then they wouldn't take it, and then they would, and then they wouldn't. I says, listen, if you want to shake the problem that you got to take it and take it every day. You take it with food. You take it in the morning when you get up. Very simple. And you try the one packet and see how long that works for you. If you need to take another packet along the line somewhere, that's not a problem. But always remember, you try to take it with food. So there you go. Now, and that's the key to making everything work the way it's supposed to. Now, the combination of the ingredients in the product, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help your body's natural response to inflammation. It helps to activate that little system that takes care of the swelling that you start out with. Now, it lowers or even eliminates the pain associated with the problem that you've got, and it goes right straight to the source of the problem. So remember, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, too, and it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you are in. Now, to find out more, go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out, see what you got, and away from there. Away you go, okay? All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we're going to talk about Joe Biden, and we're going to talk about his daughter came to the rescue yesterday to save him after he apparently lost it to a reporter. Is that correct?
Well, that's right, Captain. We have a brief audio here. First, we'll hear Joe Biden responding to a reporter talking about the idea of a recession. He snaps at the reporter, and then we'll hear his daughter come up and say no more questions. So let's listen in.
I promise.
Questions even more likely than ever.
Not the majority of them are saying that. Come on, don't make things up, okay? Now you sound like a Republican politician. I'm joking. That was a joke. But all kidding aside, no, I don't think it is.
So the question, it was hard to hear right there at the beginning, was, you know, the idea of a recession being more likely. And he's telling them, Captain, don't make things up.
Yeah, he accused a reporter of being a Republican.
Right, exactly. And so this is Joe Biden unscripted. So here in this next brief clip here, we hear him talking to the reporters, but then evidently his daughter and I think his granddaughter as well come up behind him. But somebody's saying, okay, no more questions, and we'll hear it right now. So you've got them literally coming up, and while the president is talking, Captain, I mean, this is really something.
I heard him say no more first.
Yeah, no more, and then no more questions.
Yep. And then I heard no more one more time.
Yeah, and so when the president's talking, I mean, usually family members don't come up and tell the reporters, okay, no more questions, as if Joe Biden doesn't kind of know what's going on, and they've got to sort of lead him away. Otherwise, he'd just stand there talking all day. I mean,
apparently he doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, see, that's very telling, and I do think they come getting for those.
And that's the dementia.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think they're afraid, Captain, of what he's going to say next.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, okay. He may say something that, you know, he may say what he said about Taiwan the other day, and then we're really in a.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, President Joe Biden also yesterday said he's considering a federal holiday on a gasoline tax. Now, if he does do that, that would possibly save U.S. consumers as much as 18.4 cents per gallon. That's how much they could take off. I'm not sure they would do that much, but they might.
Possible. It's something. I guess something is better than nothing. But, Captain, when Donald Trump left office and Joe Biden came into office, gas was like half as much, you know, essentially as it is right now. So that 18 cents is going to be a little bit of something, but it's only enough to say for Joe Biden to say, I took the tax off for a brief period of time. Look how good I am, and I'm really fighting for you and trying to fight inflation. And it's not going to work.
No, it's smoke and mirrors again.
Right.
Okay, well, let's take a look at this. Now, Biden, of course, when he told the reporters after a walk along the beach, the same beach that you just had your audio on, he says, when he was asked about the gas station, he says, yes, I'm considering it. I hope to have a decision based on the data, and I'm looking for it by the end of the week. Now, his poll numbers are at historic lows right now, and the Biden administration is increasingly looking for ways to spare the public from higher prices at the pump, which have been steadily climbing most of Biden's time in office every week. Now, gas prices nationwide are averaging just under $5 a gallon right now. And according to the AAA, the Biden administration has already released oil from the U.S. Strategic Reserve and increased ethanol blending for the summer. And they've done very little, if anything, to give relief to the customers.
That's exactly right. But what have we done? We've drained out 1 million barrels of oil a day out of the strategic petroleum.
That was intentional.
Right. And, you know, it's going to be very difficult to replace it. It's going to be incredibly expensive to replace it. And, Captain, you know, the SPR is not there for any presidents. to try to shore up their political problems, their poll numbers.
You are so right. And Biden, by the way, also says Americans should not believe a warning about recession. It's not inevitable.
Well, tell that to everybody out there.
Tell that to all the people that are involved in the financial system. And by the way, Steve, whatever his name is from, Steve, the financial guy, the one that ran for president, Forbes, there we go.
Forbes, yeah.
Steve,
yeah.
Forbes. He came out and he said, we're already in the recession.
Right, and I saw a couple of things earlier today too, Captain. But there's some people trying to soft pedal it. Well, maybe next year we'll have a recession.
Yeah, right.
Maybe by the end of the year. No, I think it's getting upon us here, and as soon as we get the new numbers, it'll be a lot more apparent, and either we've gone over the cliff or we're just hanging by a thread over the cliff. But either way, Americans see the cliff.
Well, being in a recession is bad, but it's not that bad. If it's a mild recession, that's okay. You can come out of it. It all depends on how the government approaches it.
Well, sure. But can you imagine how we would have come out of the COVID economic impacts under Donald Trump? And in fact, Captain, if Joe Biden just would have done nothing, if he just would have gone and sat in the Oval Office but didn't do anything, I think the Trump policies would have allowed us to come out of the COVID economic effects so much better. But, of course, Joe Biden came in and had to mess with everything because it was all about undoing anything Donald Trump ever did. But by doing that, they've literally hurt the American economy, maybe irrevocably.
Well, in my case, I would say I've probably been through a half dozen recessions in my lifetime. And a couple of near depressions in my lifetime because the bottom just fell out of everything. And I remember getting involved in the gas lines. Remember the gas lines?
Oh, yes. And whether or not you had an even numbered or odd numbered.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you had an odd number on an even day, it didn't matter if you were running out of gas on the side of the road. You did not get it.
That's right. And Americans, and they're hearing stories about this, and there are a lot of young people who just never lived through that, and so they've heard about this, but now they're starting to get the idea of what shortages can really look like and what vast inflation can really feel like just, you know, going to get normal stuff at the store.
Right. And, of course, again, when you talk about all this, some people don't have any understanding of what we're talking about. Folks, it's not all a bed of roses. There's a whole bunch of times in this great history of our country where we've had situations where people were literally looking for their next meal in the top of a tree, climbing up there looking for a squirrel or whatever they could get their hands on. And I remember my grandfather and grandmother tell me about that kind of stuff. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Going to be a great day in the neighborhood again. Go out and make it a good one. We will.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
When the 1/6 House Select Committee resumes public hearings on Tuesday, it will focus on how former President Trump and his allies pressured officials in key battleground states to overturn election results in his favor. Key witnesses will include Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, his deputy Gabe Sterling, along with Arizona State House Speaker Rusty Bowers. In a recorded phone call, Trump asked Raffensperger to find more votes for his reelection bid. President Biden says he'll have a decision on whether he would support a holiday on the federal gas tax by the end of the week. Suspending the tax could save as much as 18.4 cents a gallon. The average gas price, according to AAA, is now hovering below the $5 mark. Wall Street was closed for Monday due to the Juneteenth federal holiday. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or...
Hi folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. We've got some great people to stop by for lunch on Tuesdays. You want to stop by and see who's going to be there. We got Patrick Hyland's going to be there today. He's, of course, is the insurance quarterback, Sports Zone quarterback, and he was a former quarterback years ago. Played with the up in Canada and came out of Miami. Had a chance down there and didn't make it. It was somebody named, let's see, Dan Marino. But anyway, good friend, and you'll be able to meet him. And we'll have a couple other people there, too. We'll have a political person there, and you'll be able to talk to them about all sorts of things that you want to get resolved. And it's just going to be a good day at Mission Barbecue. I get there around 11:30, and I leave around 1:30. So there you go. And we'll also have, we'll have Lieutenant Commander, our Navy guy there, who does the reconnoitering with the people they're trying to still get out of Afghanistan and the ones that they're now trying to get moved out of Ukraine. At least they're trying anyway. I don't know that they've gotten any of our people out yet, but they are trying. Now, all that being said, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com and Mike Lindell. Now, let me tell you about Mike Lindell. He's back at it again, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep at MyPillow. Now, right now, you get the buy one, get one free pricing on the MyPillow bed sheets. That's the Giza sheets, the fancy sheets. You also get the Elegance MyPillows, the Giza Elegance MyPillows, which we've got the Giza pillowcases with them. The six-piece towel sets, and they are really towels, okay? Nothing gippy about these. These are full-size towels. And the roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, too, which are the travel pillows. And a whole bunch more. All you got to do is go over to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN or call them at 800-641-5459. Now, don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. And you'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Give him a call, 800-641-5459, or just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor in politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, moving right along, yeah, there's some interesting news coming out of Southeast Asia dealing with China. And nobody's really talking about this, but we're going to do it right now. The U.S. military is expanding a facility in the Pacific Island Territory, Northern Mariana Islands, preparing it as an alternative location for military aircraft to land if the U.S. territory of Guam is targeted in a future conflict with China. Now, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that's incredibly significant, yes.
There's more. Now, proceeding to expand the Tinian Airport, the open-source intelligence team Twitter account, OSINT TV, tweeted photos of the progress with the caption, U.S. has begun expansion work at Tinian International Airport, Mariana Islands. Satellite imagery from June 6 shows activity to clear the airfield, which will house the new aircraft parking apron, taxiways, and completion will be October of 2025. Costing an estimated $161.8 million.
Yeah, that's a pretty big amount, obviously. Well, Captain, of course, watching what's happening, not just between China and Taiwan, we're watching that very closely, and we know that that could erupt perhaps at any time. I think they're going to choose their time, whatever that might be. It'll be strategic for them because they'll be watching what's happening in America, for example. Overall, the issue of China building up its military, you know, they launched their third aircraft carrier just in recent days. It's a very sophisticated, and so they are trying to establish their military credibility, their military dominance in many ways. Mm-hmm. And so that's right. So mm-hmm. So the future is going to hold something in that region where we're going to have to be prepared.
And who else launched an aircraft carrier recently?
Who was that?
China.
That's what I was saying. That's right.
It's China and Russia.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, China. Yeah, that was the third one that they've done.
Yep.
Russia
just did the same.
Right. Well, they're very serious. Both the countries. Putin is very preoccupied right now, of course, with what's happening. What the future holds for Putin is also maybe pretty tenuous at this point. Because again, I think internally they'll have enough of it.
I know a little bit about what the future holds for him because I have an article right here talking about the Russian military being ready for a potentially massive conflict with the North American with NATO, according to a Russian general and a member of the country's legislature on Friday of last week when they were on television. Now, during a panel discussion on the state-run Russia One channel, Everything with Vladimir Solovyov, now host Vladimir Solovyov, asked the panel to assess why Russia's ongoing invasion of the Ukraine had elicited so much support for the Ukrainian government from the countries in the Western NATO alliance. Now, during the discussion, Russian Army Major General Andrei Gerlov said that Russia is preparing for everything, including a big, colossal war with NATO, should the conflict in Ukraine escalate.
Well, if that is going to be the case, you know, Captain, I think that what we've seen in Ukraine is going to be very telling as to how the Russian army is going to behave, how effective it's going to be. It can be very destructive. It would be a very destructive conflict, but it seems to be a conflict that Moscow should try to avoid at all costs because of what we've seen. That being said, and I'll just say this briefly, if that were to occur, just like it would be under the old Soviet Union, that the Soviet Union came across into Western Europe, there's going to be a lot of destruction. And at some point, it's going to get one side is going to say, we're going to go nuclear. I think in this particular case, it would be the Russians, because they're not going to do what they think they're going to do. If they're not going to have a blitzkrieg into Europe or NATO, they can't do that into Ukraine, for goodness sakes.
Right. And, of course, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Check him out at kylewarrenshow.com. Now, the Michigan State basketball team could be headed back outside in Southern California. Now, I'll explain what I mean by outside. The Spartans and Gonzaga are in advanced discussions to play a game on an aircraft carrier in San Diego on Veterans Day, November 11th. According to a report Tuesday from CBS Sports. Now, the unique setting would be the second for Michigan State, which lost 67-55 to North Carolina on November 11, 2011, in the Carrier Classic on the flight deck of the USS Carl Vinson. Now, then President Barack Obama was amongst the 8,111 in attendance for the game, although there are logistical issues that need to be resolved with the military before Michigan State and Gonzaga, who both, by the way, happen to be optimistic for the game, can be scheduled.
Yeah, well, it sounds pretty cool, but at the same time, it gives a whole new meaning to the words out of bounds. You don't want to go out of bounds.
Well, if they get a wind and you try to go up for a jump shot, or you even take a set shot standing still and there's a wind, it might not necessarily go where you want it to.
No kidding. Could be very, very interesting.
So we'll see. But this is not the first time they've done this, and they're talking about doing it again. And I think it's a good idea. I remember watching one of these games that was on an aircraft carrier. I don't know if it was the last one between those two teams, but I remember watching it.
Yeah, but it's and it would be on Veterans Day, and it'd be a great way of raising awareness for veterans and for the military in general. Absolutely.
Yep, yep, and yep. That's a lot of yups.
That's right.
All right. Well, hold that thought. I hear the music coming up in my ear. That means that we're going to do the Driver's Highway and Bible Report coming up. So I shall return with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Look at there. Look at there. Where do you think I am?
Okay, Kyle, who's playing the guitar right there?
I'm not sure. Who is that?
Oh, come on. I thought you knew it. It's Eric Clapton.
It is Eric Clapton?
That is Eric Clapton right there playing that, and that's Dion doing the singing on If You Wanna Rock and Roll. Oh, never mind. But anyway, that's one of our more requested ones that I have during the course of the evening right there to play that one.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, I mean, it's got a real vibe to it. It's a good track.
Yes. Okay. Tell us what's going on with the weather on your end.
Okay, folks, so don't forget, we're looking at this huge aerial flood watch that's happening all over pretty much the entire state of New Mexico tonight, all the way from the border with Colorado, coming on out to I-25 through Santa Fe, Albuquerque, down towards Las Cruces, New Mexico. You've got all that happening right now. The active rain on the radar map, the rain is over towards Roswell, also through Ruidoso, and down towards Alamogordo, down through Las Cruces. So you definitely have that rain to continue with, and that'll be with us here for a time. We've also got hot weather up in northwestern Nevada coming out of Reno. As you head over towards Battle Mountain, you might even have some thunderstorms thrown into the mix as we get to midweek, towards the end of the week. We have a heat advisory in the Sacramento area extending all the way up to Redding tonight, so be aware of that. We've also got a flash flood watch happening right now just outside of Helena, Montana. We've also got some rain in that area up through Great Falls as well, I believe, and so you definitely want to be aware of that. Yes, just double-checking here. Yeah, Great Falls has rain right now, so that's definitely happening. And then just east of Billings near Columbus along I-90, you've got rain coming across the interstate right now. And as you head out of Montana tonight up in the northeastern part of it, you've got rain going across the border over into North Dakota. So be careful out there.
All righty. Well, let me see. I'm going to take you right up into the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, up north of Wisconsin. You're going to have some really hot temperatures up there today. Probably get some rain a little bit later on in the daytime. And about half of Wisconsin, you got the same situation there, warm temperatures. The western half and northern third of Illinois is going to have the same thing. The eastern third of Iowa is going to have the same thing. The northern half of Missouri, you're going to have the same type thing. Northeastern corner of Kansas, over by Kansas City, you're going to have some very high temperatures over in there today. But this morning, it's waning down a little bit, so maybe things will get a little bit better as this cooler weather that's coming across catches up to you. Now, taking a look at the air quality down around Dallas-Fort Worth, you've got a problem there from all the heat and whatnot. You've got the air that's stagnant in that area, so there's a warning for that. And then you've got some fog tonight up in the central part of Tennessee, around Nashville, over to the east, going up towards I-81, I-40, up towards Bristol, up through there, right to the line with Virginia. And then you've got a little bit of fog and whatnot in the northwestern corner as you go around the loop there in Atlanta. And I see a little bit of fog again right now up in the southwestern corner of Pennsylvania, which is up there along I-70, going over into Ohio on the Ohio Turnpike. And then we got some fog tonight off the lake up there, Cleveland, from just a little bit west of Cleveland all the way over to Erie, Pennsylvania. Now, one other little thing to note, and that is way up in Maine, we have a frost advisory and a freeze watch up there for Presque Isle and up in that area. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And the Flight Pilot and Flying J bring you our Truckers Highway and Biber Report. And all you got to do is go over there and check out the Driver's Rewards Program and become a member, right, Kyle?
That's right. Yeah, you can check them out at PilotFlyingJ.com.
All right, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, of course, we can catch him over there at KyleWarrenShow.com. So there you go. Now, all that being said, we're going to jump to the telephone here. And on the line, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCove.com. Good morning to you.
every morning.
It's all of that and then some. Okay. Now, we've got quite a situation going here because just when you thought it couldn't get any better with some of this nonsense that's been going on, it's definitely going in the opposite direction from the way Joe Biden likes to see it. There's more and more stuff. He was still out on the beach yesterday over there, wherever he was in Delaware, and apparently had another confrontation with a reporter, and his daughter stepped in and says, that's it, come on, Dad, let's go. And, geez, I'm telling you, it's like it's every day now.
Well, when he's off script, when he's not, doesn't have his handlers there, you know, he just likes to talk. And when that happens, all kinds of crazy things come out. So, even on vacation,
yep,
he needs to be controlled.
Yep, and that's really saying something. Now, there is a breaking, developing story that popped out here about an hour ago that I'm going to run by you. Three Iranian gunboats versus one of our warships, and apparently there was a submarine in the mix of it somewhere, one of our submarines in the Straits of Hormuz. They came at our vessel, our lead vessel, military vessel, whatever it was. I'm not sure if it was a destroyer or if it was a cruiser. But anyway, they came at our lead vessel, and we locked on with our surface-to-surface radar, and they immediately turned and left the scene. But they were coming full bore straight at that vessel.
It's a very common thing, and I don't know where we are with these talks on the going back into the Iranian nuclear deal, but there are hundreds and hundreds of reasons why we should not be in any of these talks, even if we're not in there directly. We're using proxies, but neither should Europe. And, we have a State Department and a national security apparatus that is purposely blinded to all these things and proving that the Trump, operation, between the United States and Iran was actually the exact right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got the other Middle Eastern countries that don't have any use for Iran either. And I think that when Biden goes over to this alleged meeting in Saudi Arabia, he's going to be told as much.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. We shall be back with more here on a Tuesday morning.
Or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.